This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com. Scotland becomes the first country with an LGBTQ+ inclusive curriculum. When students return to school in Scotland this September, they will be making history, as Scotland is the first country to integrate LGBTQ+ education into the curriculum of all public schools. This new curriculum will bring awareness and visibility to issues of importance to the LGBTQ+ community, as well as highlight and acknowledge the community's contributions to history. Students will learn the history of LGBTQ+ equality, how to tackle homophobia and transphobia, as well as exploring the nuances of LGBTQ identity. The decision was heavily influenced by the recommendations of Time for Inclusive Education, which has been lobbying the government for several years. The co-founder of TIE, Jordan Daly, said in a statement that this is a monumental victory for the campaign and a historic moment for Scotland and the world. It sends a strong and clear message to LGBTQ+ youth in a time of global uncertainty that these individuals are valued and accepted in Scotland. Now that's a message we'd all like to see spread across the globe. Estonia bans fur farming. Estonia just became the first Baltic state to ban fur farming. The Estonian Parliament passed amendments to their existing animal protection laws so that the law now prohibits the breeding and keeping of animals for the main purpose of fur farming. Estonia first started discussing this ban in 2009, and since then, the numbers of fur farms have dramatically decreased. No new permits to these farms will be issued after July 1st, 2021, with the aim to fully close and ban all existing farms by 2026. Estonia is now the 14th EU state to ban fur farming, and we hope to see laws like these passed in more countries across the globe. Aspiring astronaut Elizabeth to become the first child to send an object to the moon. 7-year-old Elizabeth Norman will become the first child to send an object to the moon. A time capsule containing a sticker with her social media name, Astro Liz's Lab, will be sent to the moon later this year. This is the first lunar landing to be launched by the US since Apollo 17 in 1972. Elizabeth hopes to become an astronaut herself someday and has even built her own rocket. Her 7-foot cardboard model of the Vulcan Centaur rocket flew 30 feet into the air in her garden in January. This gained the attention of the actual Vulcan Centaur, United Launch Alliance and Astrobotic. They were so impressed by her that they offered her the chance to place her sticker on board the Lunar Times capsule along with other mementos and scientific equipment. Elizabeth recently completed a 5-week NASA program and her family have been invited to watch the launch in Florida. Maybe someday soon, Astro Liz will get to the moon herself. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is actually a 15-year-old stallion named Peo. The retired show horse, now nicknamed Dr. Peo, spends his days comforting cancer patients in Calais Hospital in France. Peo's handler, Hassan Bouchakour, noticed Peo's love of people when he began gravitating towards people with physical or intellectual disability in the crowd after equestrian shows. Bouchakour and Dr. Peo have been volunteering at Calais Hospital almost every day since 2016. As a therapy horse, Peo has helped more than 1,000 people during their final moments. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting The Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to a taster of Fireside, the Irish storytelling podcast, retelling tales of folklore and myth as they were meant to be told by your fireside bard.
Once upon a time. Fireside is the Irish storytelling podcast. Every week we breathe new life into old stories from folklore and mythology, from the mysterious landing of the old Celtic gods to the epic wars fought by Cú Chulainn and Queen Maeve, right down to the petty squabbles between headstrong mortals and roguish fairies. We already have a huge collection available with a new episode every Wednesday. This is not just a podcast for folklore fiends, but for anyone who enjoys a good story. And who doesn't love a good story? My name is Kevin C. Olan, and I am your host and your fireside bard. Wherever you are in the world, you can always join me by the fireside.
Feeling burnt out while working from home, studying, or working on an important project? As simple as this advice sounds, why not take a break? Taking breaks has been shown to be an important part in recovering from stress, which can, in turn, improve your mental health. Taking a break can restore energy and mental resources, reducing stress, which is often the cause of your anxiety. So, plan to do something fun in your break that you enjoy, like reading or watching an episode of your favourite show. This will help to relax and motivate you, as well as ensure that you actually stick to your break and get a moment to recharge your mind. We love hearing your positive news too, and here's what's making you smile this week.
This is Alex from Romania, and what makes me happy is spending time in the countryside with my mother. We always take walks, and it's all very green. And we tell silly jokes. That's it. Thank you.
This is Chris from Latvia. And communication with my friends makes me happy.
Hi, it's Sarah from the Netherlands. Today, the sun is making me very, very happy. It's been a few rainy weeks, maybe even months here. Now the sun is out, I can wear my flower dresses and I can enjoy my cup of coffee on my balcony in the sun. It's making me very happy. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Giorgio from Italy. What makes me happy is the fact that people my age, that is to say under 30, are finally getting vaccinated against COVID-19 here in my country. This gives me hope to believe this nightmare is finally coming to an end and I can't wait to go back to travel the world again. Bye!
If you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/podcast to send in your submission. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.